各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, may peace of God be with you all.
真的很高兴，很感谢主耶稣给我们这样的一个机会。
Really joyful to have this occasion to share with everyone.
我姓朱我的名字叫 Daniel.
My name.
我是从太平洋教会来的。
I'm Brother Daniel Chu from the Pacifica Church.
现在目前呢，我就是在已经退休的情况底下，我有很多的时间可以来教会做一点服事的工作。
Because I'm retired from my career now, so I can spend a lot of time to work for God.
那我之前有大概15年左右的辅导的经验。
And previously have 15 years of professional expertise in this area.
所以我想到说，我在外面在社会上做这么多的 counseling， 我其实应该到教会来跟大家做一点点的分享。
And so since I've learned a lot from my experience, I'd like to be able to share my golden nuggets with everyone.
主耶稣只让我学习到很少很少的东西，其实我们每个人都学习到很少的东西，可是主耶稣却用我们做很多的事情。
And actually, I've learned very little in the whole scheme of things. However, God has allowed every one of us to learn little things throughout our life that really make a difference in many people's lives.
那特别是像这样类似父母亲的讲座，我一定都要在一开始的时候，要请求大家原谅我一件事情。
And especially before events like this, where it is a parent workshop, I want to ask you to forgive me of something.
因为我自己没有生孩子。
Because I don't have any children of my own.
所以你们一定要原谅我。
So you must excuse me for this fact.
我不是来 fix 你们的孩子。
So I'm not here to fix the problems with your children.
我也不是来 fix 家长。
And I'm not here to fix the parents.
我想我有的只是我看了比较多的孩子，把他们的一些故事分享给你们听。
But because I've seen a lot of stories and met a lot of youth, I'd like to share those experiences with you all.
所以如果没有达到你们的想法、你们的期待，还有你们觉得你没生孩子，凭什么来跟我讲这些话，请你们一定要原谅我。
So I ask, first of all, your patience and understanding if you feel like I have not met your expectations.
用主的爱原谅我哈。
Using the love of Christ to open your heart.
孩子是神赐给我们的产业，圣经上这样教我们的。
As we know, the Bible teaches us our children is an inheritance from the Lord.
既然我想到这个产业是神托付在我们手上的一个东西，那么我们可能要先去想一个问题，就是这个东西其实有一天要还给主人的。
We know that this gift that has been entrusted to us has only been an entrustment. One day we have to return this item to the Lord.
那个还给耶稣的时候，不一定是在他人生终了的时候。
And so this may not be a return to God at the time when they pass away.
而是这个孩子当有一天在心里面立志开始为主而活的那个时刻，我们就是把他带到了主人的面前。
What we're referring to is that critical turning point when a child knows how to seek God on his own.
所以你们要原谅我的第二件事情，就是不要问我学校的事。
And so the second thing I wish you would not ask me is about school.
也不要问我外面现在有什么技巧，我要用什么技术跟我的孩子说话。
Or the techniques from the outside world on how to speak to my children.
在我十五年的工作经验里面不算很长，但是我自己的一个感觉就是很多的方法是没有用的。
From my years of experience, 15 years, even though it's not very long, I have discovered that no matter what techniques we utilize, it is useless.
它可能是三个月、六个月、三年、六年的时间。
And in just 3-6 months or 3-6 years.
可是爸爸妈妈，我们知道孩子的生命有的是很长远的。
We will not see much difference. So we know that a child's lifespan is pretty long.
那这么长的时间里面，我们到底给了他什么呢
？And so in the time, the little short time that we have with them, what can we give them?
是的，此时此刻，我们每一个人在心中、在家庭里，可能都有一个很 burning 的、一个很着急的一件事情挡着我们。
And so, yes, in our everyday lives, there may be a lot of hustle and bustle and things that are blocking us from reaching our child.
也许现在正是他不写功课的时候。
Maybe this is a time we find our children not wanting to do homework.
或是也许他现在正不听你的话说话的时候。
Maybe this burning issue is when our child doesn't want to communicate with us any longer.
有很多很多发生在我们每天生活里面，我们看到的情景，觉得说，哇，天哪，我这样子不可以。
And so in different incidents with our children now, we may come to be awakened and say, this cannot go on forever.
可是从 counseling 的角度来看，这个生命是一个很长远的一条河。
But from the perspective of counseling,A life is very long. It's just like the flow of a river.
它是会一直流动的。
It will continue to move and flow.
它是随着时间一直的往前走。
It passes forward with the passage of time.
我们会离开，他们会留下。
We will leave one day, and they will still be here.
他们也会离开，在下一代会留下。
They will also pass on, and their descendants will also keep living on.
时间就是训练我们这样的智慧。
And so time has taught us this wisdom.
把这条线拉得长一点看。
That when we look at our children's lives, we need to look at it from perspective of the long term.
当我们从一个更长的角度、更大的角度去看这件事情的时候，我们会发现里面还有更重要的东西要给他。
When we look at it with a long-term perspective, then we can really see the more important issues that bear on their lives.
所以一开始的时候呢，我们就是跟大家介绍今天的几个小时，也许我们只是来谈一谈观念上的一个交换，一个观念上的认识而已。
And so in the short hours that we have, perhaps we can only touch aboutCertain concepts and values that we have.
那也许我们以后会有其他的机会，我们可以再讨论我现在此时此刻我遇到了什么样的问题，这样的一个讨论也可以。
And so maybe the next time we can talk about many specific questions or inquiries that you may have.
什么都可以的。
We can make this workshop very flexible.
它不会影响这条生命的河流的那个80年的长度。
Whatever we do, it's not really going to impact the 80 years of a child.
只要我们有那颗心。
But as long as we have this heart.
只有一颗心，我们想要学习，我们想要得到从主来的帮助。
To humbly seek the advice and guidance of the Lord in teaching our child.
所以爸爸妈妈，如果你们在这段几个小时的时间里面有任何的想法、任何的疑问。我们待会儿在中间休息的时候，我们的露露姐妹会发给大家纸跟笔。一方面，你可以记下你想要问的问题，或是你可以当场举手发问都可以。我们做一个讨论跟交流。
So, mommies and daddies, if you have any questions, feel free to ask during break times. And also, Sister Lulu will be passing out paper that you can use to jot down your questions as well.
那我们每一节的这个讨论的课程呢，我们会进行50分钟。
And so each of our sessions should continue for 50 minutes.
也就是到每个小时的20分的时候，我们都会有一个休息。
And at a 20-minute break, we will have a every 20-minute period we'll have a break.
对。那我们会进行到5:20。
And then we'll complete everything at 5:20.
所以现在大家已经坐稳了吗
？Is everyone comfortable?
我之所以这样问哈，是因为我们的就是我们现在是大人，我们爸爸妈妈，我们都需要有一点时间去 settle 自己的情绪。
Because for us, even as adults, we need some time to settle our emotions.
意思是说，虽然现在我们看起来都是坐在这里
，Because even though we're all sitting physically here,
可是我们的脑子其实在思考，在运作。
Our brains are still running.
那个运作可能包括你刚刚吃饭的时候跟人讲的话。
You could be spinning on the conversation you just had during lunch.
那也可能你刚刚开车赶着过来。
Or maybe you were just rushing in a car, and so you're thinking about something along the way of you driving.
也有可能看到前面这个人，哦，这是谁啊？
And you may be surprised at who is this stranger speaking to us today.
就等等等等的东西，它都会影响我们现在 settle down 自己情绪的一个很重要的几个 key points.
And so there are various factors that will make us have an unsettled mind.
有的人可以在一分钟之内马上 settle down, 铃声一响就坐下来的。
Some people have the ability to be able to focus your mind within a minute of the bell ring.
我说的坐下来是指脑坐下来了。
I mean, I'm referring to the settlement of the mind.
不是你的身体坐下来。
Not your physical body.
我们因为有被训练过，所以知道铃声一响我们会坐好好的。
We understand physically once we hear the bell ring, we're going to sit down quietly.
可是不代表你的脑子是停在这个现在此时此刻这个说话的当中。
But that doesn't mean your mind is not still enough.
有的人需要10分钟的时间。
Some people actually require 10 minutes to settle down.
有的人需要30分钟的时间。
Some people even require 30 minutes.
所以如果你再迟到个15分钟。
And so if you're late for 15 minutes,
通常一个讲道只剩下十分钟你可以听懂。
Then you would only listen to maybe the last 10 minutes of a sermon.
这就是我们每个人大脑的运作。
And that's how our brain works.
你不要忘记我们的孩子也有脑。
And don't forget our children also has a brain.
所以他们也需要时间 settle down.
And so they also require time to settle down.
是很多时候我们会叫他现在立刻做一件事情。
But then sometimes we'll expect them to do something right away.
我们在下一分钟要立刻看到结果。
And when we instruct them to do something, we want to see them perform immediately.
可是在我们还没有知道他 settle 他的情绪需要多久时间之前，我们有时候会看不到那个结果，我们自己会很 upset.
And so if our child doesn't immediately execute our command, we might get very upset with them.
包括我们的老师跟我们的学生在上课是一样的道理。
And this is the same for RE teachers and your students.
所以我大概花了十分钟的时间让大家的 mind settle down, 所以你们 OK 了吗？
So now I've spent 10 minutes settling everyone's mind. I hope you're all okay to listen.
OK, 这个车才能开。
Then we can start driving this vehicle.
因为人要学习的时候必须是情绪释放出来是快乐的 joyful 的一个那个状况。
Because we need to have a very happy mindset as we get into this workshop.
所以你可以看到小朋友五六岁的小朋友你要教他事情的时候之前跟他玩过你一告诉他他就说 OK。
And so if you do spend about 5-10 minutes time to play with your students until you kind of settle down, you can ask them gently, are you okay now to proceed? And they will tell you, okay.
可是如果少掉之前这个玩，你一直跟他说 listen, listen, listen to mommy, listen, 他其实就不知道要 listen 什么。
But if you expect them to snap to attention right away, they really have a hard time.
然后有时候我们的样子又好，我没有要 fix 你们，就是说那个样子就没有那么大的笑容这样子。
So I'm not trying to fix the parents, but remember your face is doesn't look very pretty.
那所以有哦，真的吗？哦，所以那个时候，孩童很小的孩童，五六岁的孩子，他会把我们的这个影像。印进去他的大脑里面。
So your facial expressions actually imprints into their deep memories.
所以他会 link 所有这样的一个经验跟图画在他的脑子里面。
And they automatically subconsciously link those imprints of facial expressions with their memories.
那如果多了第二个大人，也许是家里的另外一个大人，第三个大人，他们的脸常常给他看见是这样的影像，他就一直印进去。
And then if the second adult or third adult household continues to give them a scary face, it's going to continue to imprint into their memory.
那你比较敢讲耶。我还要来。对不起。我有些字都不敢用出来因为我还想再来。然后小朋友这样印进去之后他会Link, 他整个会连接这些经验，成为他以后十二岁以后看事情的一个标准。
And so if they continue to link all these images in their subconscious mind, it will affect them at the age of 12 and after.
所以他会把我们大人，就是长得像他爸爸妈妈的这些人，就是我们呢，把这些人归类成都会给我一个不好感觉的人。
And so after 12, they're going to subconsciously categorize all adults into the ugly faces they see.
所以间接的 indirectly 的时候，他对于一个 adult image 的时候，他有一种很从里面出来的排斥的感觉。
And so they would have a natural repugnance to the concept of adults.
那么这时候，如果他遇到的是老师，他遇到的是教会的长辈。他遇到的是大哥大姐，就是只要是大人的，想要告诉他事情 ，teach 他的时候，他里面其实不是不学习，而是他有一个自然的反应，就是 ，Oh, again, 又来了。
And so when they then encounter either a teacher, an elder, a big brother or sister at church, as long as they are big, they would associate that with a subconscious natural feeling of not again.
因此他。你现在要教他东西的时候就会要 double 的时间跟力气去教他一件事情因为他里面有情绪的对抗在里面
because they have this emotional rebellion or against you, it will take twice the time to try to communicate a message to them.
所以我们如果可以坚韧是第一点，大概有这样的事情的时候，我们从这边再去放大去看更大的一个事情。
And so we need to look at this issue from a perspective of long-term viewsight.
就是当我们要把主耶稣放进他的世界的时候，我们就要去想那个 impact 在哪里了。
And so we need to consider carefully, if you really want to introduce Jesus Christ into their lives, how can we do this properly?
爸爸妈妈其实是在他认识耶稣之前，第一个认识的人就是爸爸妈妈。
And because mommies and daddies, you're the very first figures they'll ever meet in their lives.
所以爸爸妈妈其实代表了主耶稣的样子。
And so mommies and daddies, you are the representation of Jesus Christ.
从我们的 long-term study 里面去看见，一个人在认识耶稣之前，如果对爸爸的印象不是很好的时候，他会直接的对天父真神有一个里面看不出来的反对感。
From our experience in studying psychology and counseling,If a person has a negative image of his father, he would likely have a negative image of the Father in heaven.
可这些东西因为他没有说过，我们也不知道，没有 study 过。
But because this child may not reveal it to us, they don't even know it themselves, we wouldn't know.
我们可能在教会也没有机会讨论这样的事情。
I don't think we often have a chance to discuss issues such as this.
我们唯一的想法就是去，你就是要进去。
All we can say is go into chapel, go into chapel.
那其实是一件好事情，因为我们用外力的压力把它 force 进来。
And so we're using the outward social pressure to push them into the church.
可是在他的里面，等到他 age 30岁一个关口，40岁一个关口的时候，他会离开。
But at the turning point in their lives, at a stage of 30, at a stage of 40, they will make a change, and many times they will abandon the faith.
所以我们就会发现说，哎，为什么我们是不是？没有教好啦，或是什么，那个都是到后期才会看见的。
And so as parents, we'll start blaming ourselves. Do we not teach our children correctly? What happened? And so we'll start to think about those things.
所以我们谈到儿女是神所给我们的产业的时候，我们要先想到这个主人当时是怎么设计他的。
And so in order to understand the children that God has entrusted to us, we need to first understand the master's design.
那这个主人设计他的时候，他希望我们这个帮他带的人，希望我们怎么样配合主人来带领他呢？
And so how does our master wish for us as stewards to work with him in handling this child?
这是第一个观念。
This is the first concept we need to remember.
我们可以去想象一个图画，一个画面。
When we think of a picture,
就是假设啊，因为我不知道你们有没有做过别人的，就是帮人家做事情，到人家去叫什么工人，是不是用人
？Have you ever been？
应该 life 都没有这样子吧？可能也有，很好啊。
Have you ever worked for someone as a maid or a housekeeper？
因为那个是一个经验。
Because that is a very good experience。
比较容易去认识到。主人跟仆人的关系。
Because then you will really have a good concept of master and servant.
好，就算你没有做过这样的事情，你也看过，也知道。